Good morning, everyone. We'll get started. Maureen is with her grandbabies, and she has a new grandbaby, little girl, Maylee. So congratulations, Maureen and family, Kelly and Tim. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us in the same spirit to be truly wise, and ever to rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The prevenient act rounds to begin the day. Most Holy Trinity, I thank and praise you for this new day. And setting my will in yours, I affirm I want only to live and act in your will. Thus making my prevenient act, I set all my acts of the day in order in you. Good morning, Blessed Mother. I love you. Come help me offer my first act of the day as an act of love in the divine will to God. Good morning, my Jesus. I come to make my first act of the day an act of love in your divine will. I immerse myself all in your holy will and embrace its immensity to multiply my act to the infinite in your eternal act. First, I make my act diffuse in all the thoughts, in the glances, in the words, in the movements, in the steps, in the heartbeats, in each breath, and in every act of every human being, from Adam to the last creatures who will live upon the earth. I offer this act to you, our Creator. Then, since all things in creation were made by God for the love of the creature, I take this love in the sun, the stars, the earth, the sea, the birds, the flowers, and all the other things in creation, and making it mine, I offer it as so many other acts of homage, of love, of blessings, and of praise. And going up in paradise, I make my grounds for all the angels and for all the saints. I unite myself to all the heavenly court, and for each and every one, I give an act of love to you. Next, I take all that which dear Louisa has done, who has done good to everyone and has loved everyone and has operated in a universal manner for God and for everyone. I take it as though mine, as well as all that has been and will be done by those who live in the divine will and work in this same universal manner, and offer it to you as a still more beautiful act of love. Now I draw near to the Blessed Virgin, my dear mother, she being ready to make a gift to me of all her merits. With the confidence of a little child, I take all she has done from the first instant of her immaculate conception to her last breath, and as if all were mine, I offer it to you, O God, as the most beautiful act. And then I go to the eternal Word made man and ask him to make me partake in all his acts, his conception, his birth, his escape into Egypt, his 30 years of hidden life, his years of public life, his passion, his death, his resurrection and ascension to heaven. I make it all mine and offer it to you, O sacrosanct Trinity. And thus, as a poor, miserable creature, do I offer you an act most complete and most holy, since I offer nothing of my own, but rather return to you all the glory from that which you have done. Amen.
Command prayer. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the unity and power of the Holy Spirit, under the mantle of Mary, with all the angels and saints, through the intercession of the servant of God, Louisa Picaretta, please take my humble prayer and make it your command, that all be accomplished and completed in your most holy divine will. We believe, we receive, so be it. Fiat. Amen.
Morning offering in the divine will. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, Mother and Queen of the divine will, I entreat you by the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and by the graces God has granted to you since your Immaculate Conception, the grace of never going astray. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I am a poor and unworthy sinner, and I beg of you the grace to allow our Mother Mary and Louisa to form in me the divine acts you purchased for me and for everyone. These acts are the most precious of all, for they carry the eternal power of your fiat, and they await my yes, your will be done. So I implore you, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa, to accompany me as I now pray. I am nothing, and God is all. Come, divine will. Come, Heavenly Father, to beat in my heart and move in my will. Come, beloved Son, to flow in my blood and think in my intellect. Come, Holy Spirit, to breathe in my lungs and recall in my memory. I fuse myself in the divine will and place my I love you, I adore you, and I bless you, God, in the fiats of creation. With my I love you, my soul bilocates in the creations of the heavens and the earth. I love you in the stars, in the sun, in the moon, and in the skies. I love you in the earth, in the waters, and in every living creature my Father created out of love for me, so that I may return love for love. I now enter into Jesus's most holy humanity that embraces all acts. I place my I adore you, Jesus, in your every breath, heartbeat, thought, word, and step. I adore you in the sermons of your public life, in the miracles you performed, in the sacraments you instituted, and in the most intimate fibers of your heart. I bless you, Jesus, in your every tear, blow, wound, thorn, and each drop of blood that unleashed light for the life of every human. I bless you in all your prayers, reparations, offerings, and each of the interior acts and sorrows you suffered up to your last breath on the cross. I enclose your life and all your acts, Jesus, within my I love you, I adore you, and I bless you. I now enter into the acts of my Mother Mary and of Louisa. I place my I thank you in Mary and Louisa's every thought, word, and action. I thank you in the embrace joys and sorrows, in the work of redemption and sanctification. Fused in your acts, I make my I thank you and I bless you, God, flow in the relations of every creature, to fill their acts with light and life, to fill the acts of Adam and Eve, of the patriarchs and the prophets, of the souls of the past, present, and future, of the holy souls in purgatory, of the holy angels and saints. I now make these acts my own, and I offer them to you, my tender and loving Father. May they increase the glory of your children, and may they glorify, satisfy, and honor you on their behalf. Let us now begin our day with our divine acts fused together. Thank you, most holy Trinity, for enabling me to enter into union with you by means of prayer. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Fiat.
Consecration to the divine will. Oh, adorable and divine will, behold me before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it, to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, O adorable will, prostrate before your light, I am the least of all creatures. Put myself into the little group of the sons and daughters of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, invoke your light, and beg that it clothe me and eclipse all that does not pertain to you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapturer of my heart and of my whole being.
I do not want the human will to have life in this heart any longer. I will cast it away from me and thus form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it I shall always be happy. I shall have a singular strength and a holiness that sanctifies all things and conducts them to God. Here, prostrate, I invoke the help of the Most Holy Trinity that they permit me to live in the cloister of the divine will and thus return in me the first order of creation, just as the creature was created. Heavenly Mother, Sovereign Queen of the Divine Fiat, take my hand and introduce me into the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my most tender mother, and you will teach me to live in and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Heavenly Mother, I consecrate my whole being to your Immaculate Heart. You will teach me the doctrine of the divine will, and I will listen most attentively to your lessons. You will cover me with your mantle so that the infernal serpent dare not penetrate into this sacred Eden to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my greatest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and feed me to form in me the life of the divine will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the guardian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously, and shall never give it to me again, that I may be sure of never leaving the will of God. My guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may flourish and be the instrument that draws all men into the kingdom of the divine will. Amen.
Prayer for Luisa's beatification. O Most Holy Trinity, our Lord Jesus Christ taught us that as we pray, we should ask that our Father's name be always glorified, that his will be done on earth, and that his kingdom should come to reign among us. In our great desire to make known this kingdom of love, justice, and peace, we humbly ask that you glorify your servant Luisa, the little daughter of the divine will, who with her constant prayer and suffering deeply yearned for the salvation of souls and the coming of God's kingdom in the world. Following her example, we pray you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to help us joyously embrace the crosses of this world, so that we may also glorify your name and enter into the kingdom of your will. Amen.
Prayer before each lesson of the Divine Will Cenacle. May the will of the Father, made known by the Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, reign in me through Mary, in every act I do this day, and every act for the rest of my life. May I enter into the eternal divine order of God to place my absolute nothingness in the heart of the Most Holy Trinity, to give to my Father the joy of fulfilling the purpose of my existence by doing all the acts of my life through the Immaculate Heart of my Mother and in the divine will. And in this same manner, may I breathe, think, speak, pray, eat, live, act, work, walk, and sleep. May my soul be devoid of any longings, wants, or desires, except for those of my beloved divine will. And may you, Lord, do with me whatever you want, long, or desire. All I ask is that you bind me in your most holy will so intimately that I may never swerve from carrying out what I know to be your good pleasure, and that I remain so docile to the movements of your divine will that you never perceive even a breath of resistance in my soul to your desires for me. Come, divine will, with all the angels and saints, especially my sweet mother, to touch my forehead and to imprint on it the Holy Spirit and infuse in me the light so I can understand the truths and goods that are in these writings and prayers. Amen. Beat.
June 6, 1926. Jesus wants our link with everything he has done. Just as God established the epoch and the time of redemption, so it is with the kingdom of his will. The redemption is means to help man. The divine will is origin and end of man. I was doing my acts in the supreme will according to my usual way, and I tried to trace everything that my Jesus, my celestial mama, the creation, and all creatures did. Now, while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus helped me by making present to me all of his acts, which I omitted to trace, not having the capacity to do it. And Jesus, all goodness, would make his act present to me, telling me, my daughter, in my will, all of my acts are all present, and though lined up, as though lined up together. Look, here are all the acts of my childhood. There are all my tears, my wailing. There is also when, as a little child, I picked flowers while walking through the fields. Come to place your I love you on the flowers I picked and on my hands that stretch out to pick them. It was you that I looked at in those flowers. It was you that I picked as tiny little flower of my will. Don't you want, then, to keep me company with your love and all my acts as a child, amusing yourself with me in these innocent acts? Keep looking. There is when a little child, tired from crying for souls, I would have some very short sleep. But before closing my eyes, I wanted you so that you might favor my sleep. First, I wanted to see you kiss my tears by impressing your I love you in each tear and to have me close my eyes to sleep with the lullaby of your I love you. But don't you leave me alone while I sleep. Wait until I wake up so that just as you closed my sleep, you may open my vigil in your I love you. My daughter, one for whom it was established that she would live in my will, was inseparable from me. And even though at that time you were not there, my will made you present and gave me your company, your acts, your I love you. And do you know what an I love you in my will means? That I love you encloses an eternal happiness, a divine love, and from my tender age, that was enough to make me happy and to form a sea of joy around me, enough to make me put aside all the bitternesses that the other creatures gave me. If you do not follow me in all my acts, there will be a void in your acts in my will, and I will remain isolated without your company. But I want your link with everything I have done, because since one is the will that unites us, as a consequence, one must be the act. But keep following me. Look at me here. When at my tender age of 2 or 3, I would withdraw from my mama and, kneeling, with my little arms stretched in the shape of the cross, I prayed to my celestial father that he would have pity on mankind. And in my open little arms, I embraced all generations. My position was excruciating. So little, on my knees with my arms stretched out, crying, praying. My mama could not have endured seeing me. Her maternal love that loved me so much would have made her succumb. Therefore, come, you who do not have the love of my mama, come to sustain my little arm, to dry my tears. Place an I love you of your own upon the ground against which my knees were leaning, so that it may not be so hard for me. And then throw yourself into my little arm. that I may offer you to my celestial Father as a daughter of my will. Even from that time I called you, and when I saw myself alone, abandoned by all, I would say to myself, if everyone leaves me, the newborn of my will say to myself, if everyone leaves me, the newborn of my will never leave me alone. Isolation is too hard for me. Therefore, my acts await yours and your company. But who can say all that my sweet Jesus made present to me of all the acts of his life? If I wanted to tell them all, I would be too long. I should fill entire volumes. Therefore, I stop here. Then after this, I was saying to my lovable Jesus, my love, you so much love that your most holy will be known and reign with its full dominion in the midst of creatures. Why do you not form, together with redemption, the fulfillment of your most holy will when you came upon earth, united with your celestial mama, who, just as she obtained the longed for Redeemer, could also obtain the longed for Fiat? Your visible presence would have helped and facilitated the kingdom of the supreme will upon earth in an admirable way. But doing it through this poor, wretched, and incapable creature, it seems to me as if it would not have all the glory and total triumph. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, everything was established. The epoch and the time, both that of redemption and that for making my will known upon earth, so that it might reign. It was established that my redemption was to serve as means of help. Redemption had not been the origin of men, but it arose as means after man moved away from his origin. On the other hand, my will was the origin of man and the end in which he must enclose himself. All things have their origin from my will, and everything must return into it. And if not everything will do it in time, no one will be able to escape it in its eternity. Therefore, also for this reason, the primacy is always of my will. Now, in order to form redemption, I needed a virgin mother, conceived without the shadow of original sin, because having to take on human flesh, it was decorous for me, eternal word, not to take an infected blood to form my most holy humanity. Now, in order to make my will known, so that it might reign, I do not need to have a second mother according to the natural order, but rather I need a second mother according to the order of grace. In fact, in order for my will to reign, I have no need of another humanity, but to give such knowledge of it that, drawn by its prodigies, by its beauty and sanctity, and by the immense good that comes to them, creatures may submit with all love to its dominion. Therefore, in choosing you for the mission of my will, I took you from the common stock according to the natural order. But for the decorum of my will, I had to raise you so high according to the order of grace that not one infected shadow might remain in your soul, because of which my will might feel reluctant to reign in you. Just as the pure blood of the Immaculate Virgin was needed to form my humanity, to be able to redeem man, so was the purity, the candidness, the sanctity, the beauty of your soul needed to form in you the life of my will. And just as by forming my humanity in the womb of my mama, this humanity gave itself to all, it is understood to those who want it as means of salvation, of light, of sanctity. In the same way, This life of my will, which has been formed in you, will give itself to all, to make itself known, and to acquire its dominion. Had I wanted to free you of original sin as I did with my celestial mama, so that my will might take life in you, no one would have given a thought to letting my will reign within himself. They would have said, one needs to be a second mama of Jesus and to have her privileges so that the life of the supreme will might reign in us. On the other hand, by knowing that you are from their stock, conceived just like them, if they want, helped by their own good will, they too will be able to know the supreme will, what they must do to let it reign within them, the good that comes to them, the terrestrial and celestial happiness prepared in a distant way for those who will let my will reign. My redemption was to serve to plant the tree of my will, which, watered with my blood, cultivated and hoed with the sweats and unheard of pains, fertilized with the sacrament, first would make the tree develop, then made the flowers bloom, and finally would make the celestial fruits of my will mature. And in order to make these precious fruits mature, the course of my 33 years was not enough, nor were the creatures prepared and disposed to receive a food so delicate, all of heaven, which I was giving. Therefore, I contented myself with planting the tree, leaving all possible means to make it grow, beautiful and gigantic. And at the appropriate time, as the fruits are about to mature, and so that they may be picked, I chose you in a way all special to make known to you the good it contains, and how I want to raise the creature back to her origin, banishing her will, the cause for which she descended from her happy state. She will eat of these precious fruits, which will give her such taste as to remove from her all the infection of passion and of her own will, and give back the dominion to my will. Embracing everything as though in one single embrace, my will unite everything together, creation, redemption, and the fulfillment of the purpose for which all things were created, that is, that my will be known, loved, and done on earth as it is in heaven. And I, Jesus, my love, the more you tell me, the more I feel the weight of my littleness, and I fear that I might be an obstacle to the kingdom of your will on earth. Oh, if you and my mama had done this directly while being on earth, your will would have had its full effect. And Jesus, interrupting my speaking, added, my daughter, our task was perfectly accomplished. Now you be attentive on accomplishing your own. This is your task, more so, since the Sovereign Queen and I are untouchable by pain. We are in the state of impassivity and of complete glory, and therefore pains can no longer have anything to do with us. You, on the contrary, have the pains as help to infiltrate the supreme fiat, the new knowledges, new graces. And even though I am in heaven, I will be hidden in you to form the kingdom for my will. My power is always the same. While being in heaven, I can do what I would have done while being visible on earth. When I want it, and the creature lends herself, giving all of her self-prey to my will, I invest her and make her do what I myself should do. Therefore, be attentive and mind your own task.
This reading, it starts off with something that we very rarely hear in the readings. In fact, it's not even, I looked it up in the back of the book. And there's only one little paragraph that explains that. I'll go back to the beginning there. You will find what was said here. Sorry, I should have edited. And he also doesn't say much about it in here either. But it's a gift that people in divine will have, and anybody that's in divine will have this gift of tracing. And Jesus explains it by giving you the idea of what happened with Louisa. She was tracing Jesus as a child. She could go anywhere she wants. That's her gift. Being in the divine will, that we can trace, when we're in the divine will, we can trace back wherever we want to, because we're in the divine will means we're everywhere, past, present, and future. And so that this is what, when that was brought up, he was just explaining to us, very rarely explains to us tracing, but it's that we have, in the divine will, we have this gift to go wherever we want. In this particular one, we see Jesus going to Jesus as a child. We see Louisa going with Jesus as a little toddler, you know, and so that would explain to us what tracing is. So he let us hear about that. And the other thing I point out to me, it's very easy to understand, but he talked about the appropriate time, and I think maybe some of you might think about that too. When is the appropriate time? Therefore, I contented myself with planting the tree, leaving all possible means to make it grow beautiful and gigantic at the appropriate time. So that was like almost 100 years ago when he said that. And that tree is probably ready now. That's what I thought of when I heard that, you know. Is this the appropriate time? It seems, if you're in it since 1994, I forget when I first heard about it, but it was like nobody wanted to hear about it. We didn't even really understand it. And we saw such really great advances till now. Of course, it's almost 100 years. We would see it. But are we living in the appropriate time or not? That occurred to me. Maybe it occurred to you too. When is the appropriate time? Is it when we in the United States are given permission to read it and to print it? It's accepted all over Rome. Italy has accepted that it's okay to read it in Italian, but not to read it in English. You have to have an ordained person with you in the groups to be able to do that. So, yes, it occurred to me. I hope we're living in an appropriate time, but to live in that appropriate time means we have to go through something. I think we have to go through some really big problems. It's all in God's time, and that's what occurred to me, when it's the appropriate time, because things are really, really popping around the world, you know, really being accepted. And we have groups like this all over the country here in the United States, and also in Europe, and even in Africa. So that's enough, I guess. But we just want to hope that we're here for the appropriate time. It would be nice to be. Amen.